We're visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, a 14-0 victory over Opie on Friday night, and had to be a defensive battle, but you were able to put a couple scores on the board and remain undefeated. What'd you like about that victory?
Well, I like how our defense played. Obviously, you know, you mentioned it. It's not too many times that you're able to shut out a team the caliber of Opie, and so, you know, it was a good collective team effort on the defensive side of the ball to get that job done.
Can you talk about some of the guys who made an impact for you on Friday night that led you to that shutout victory?
Well, you know, like I said, it was a good team effort. You know, I think Chase Williams had one of his better games defensively probably in his career. You know, Cooper Parsons was active flying around the field. But, you know, I don't want to go through a list because I'm going to forget people. I know that, you know, when you do a shutout, it's a total team effort, and our guys on that side of the ball played pretty well.
What does it mean to have a really good defensive performance against an OP team that's always a contender in 1A?
Well, you know, like I said, it was kudos to our kids for coming out and playing well, and Coach Tyson, Coach Smith, and the other coaches for putting together a good defensive game plan. You know, as I told the coaches after that game, you know, we have found ways to lose that type of game the last few years, you know, as far as a game where our offense is kind of struggling a little bit and the opponent's offense wants to, you know, play tough downhill physical football. And it was good to see our team rise on that occasion, even though we were a little bit off offensively, and find a way to get it done, you know, through defense and through special teams.
What do you feel like a strength is right now as you're three games in and you're approaching the halfway point of the regular season?
Well, I think, you know, we've been able to find different ways to win, you know, and in week one we played pretty well offensively. Week two is kind of a balanced effort, and week three we leaned on our defense. So, you know, we've shown that our team can adjust a little bit depending on how the game is playing out, and obviously we have some improvements to make in some areas, but it's good to not have a one-sided team. You want to have a balanced team, and I feel like we have that.
We're visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, coach, you have Eureka coming up to open up district play on Friday night. What do you know about the Tornadoes?
Well, you know, obviously watched some film on them over the weekend. Looks like they've got some pretty athletic kids. Their quarterback's pretty mobile and does some things, and some speed at the linebacker position. Their free safety is flying around the field, so like they've got some speed in several spots, and they can be physical up front as well. So certainly, you know, week one of district play, we're going to have to come out ready to go.
Coach, 1-2 coming into Friday night's game, a week one 12-8 loss to Cherryvale, and then defeated Neodoche 12-6, and then last week lost to Caney Valley big. As you mentioned, they got some weapons all around, but what do you guys need to do to start district play on a high note?
Well, I think, I kind of mentioned that we've had different strengths in different games. We'd like to come out and play well on both sides of the ball and continue to execute in the special teams area too. And, you know, there's seven units that take the field on a Friday night most nights, so we want to be sound in all those areas and just continue on working and getting better at what we do.
Well, coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday night against Eureka, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Okay, thanks for having me on.
That is Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Osage City Parks and Recreation Department, providing and maintaining quality recreation programs such as youth tackle football, flag football, soccer, basketball, and more. Visit osagecity.com. And Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.